34, no tax.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole when you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Absolutely thrilled to be here back at the Nullify Now. I think this is the fourth event I've done for the 10th Amendment Center. And it's amazing to me how open people are from all walks of life, all backgrounds, to the message of liberty. But in my case, of course, as I share my story of great illnesses for the first 24 years of my life and the healing that came about because I nullified technically the FDA and all the federal authorities who said, you can't do that. You can't get well with homeopathy. You can't heal with natural medicines. You can't detoxify. You can't have raw milk, all of these things. It's astonishing to me how open people have become to that message of recognizing how dangerous the medical industry is, as it is licensed and approved and regulated by the federal government and oftentimes the state authorities that are playing right into that same perspective of regulating and limiting our access to not only the substances, but even more importantly, primarily that, the information about them and what they can do. You know, I basically took a shot of silver, you know, silver hydrosol with me up there. I said, I'm going to, you know, nullify the FDA right now. I didn't say any brand names, but I said, hey, this can eradicate just about every infection on planet Earth and regenerate some healthy tissue. And here we go down the hatch. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know that. That's where Kevin Trudeau is right. You know, all the things they don't want you to know. And there's a reason for that. The people that are healthy, or a healthy population, or healthy populace, or healthy people, are much harder to control. Darn near probably impossible to control. So there has to be some level of suppression, whether it be overt or covert. Doesn't matter. As long as the people aren't fully engaged and healthy and their minds aren't fully clear, then they can be easily manipulated and controlled. And therefore, we have the state of the union that we have right now, where we're being subjected by government rather than the government being the servant as it was designed to be. Now, we were warned about this so many years ago at the founding of the dawn of the American Republic. There's no question about that history, but we're living in it. We're living in the midst of that which our founding fathers warned us against. Should we fall asleep? They didn't think to say, well, should you be drugged? Right? We didn't think, what's the guy's name? Benjamin Rush. Dr. Rush had sort of warned us about that. That unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, a time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to all others. The one thing I disagree with Benjamin Rush on is equal privileges, no, equal rights. And that's different than the privilege scenario. The rights are something that are fundamental and inherent to us by that which created us all, our birthright. And when we think we have to ask permission, you know, oh, please, can I heal from cancer in ways unapproved by you, oh, federal government, oh, fiat masters, can I please help my child with asthma without having to use toxic prescription drug inhalers? And the desperation on the part of the old media and the complex with big government and big pharma is becoming more and more evident. I don't know if you've seen this recently. This came out in this one. I mean, it's been out everywhere. Drudge linked it through the New York Times. The U.S. is scrambling to ease shortage of vital medicine. And my first thought is if there's a shortage of drugs, I'm thinking we're going to finally get healthier. We're running out. That's good. Maybe it'll force people to try and find different ways to care for their health. Now, some would say, that's horrific, Robert. I mean, you've got people with cancer in there, but they're oncological drugs. Again, listen, oncology kills more people than the cancer does. But the federal officials and lawmakers, the dunderheads, they don't know any better. Or if they do, they're guilty of beyond being ignorant. But the drug industry, doctors groups, all rushing to find remedies for critical shortages of drugs to treat a number of life-threatening illnesses. This is according to the New York Times, including, guess what, bacterial infection. Oh, did I mention silver? I'm sorry. It's not approved by the government to eradicate infection, so it can't possibly eradicate infection, bacterial and otherwise. Well, of course it can. God didn't ask for permission to create silver and to give it all the properties that it gave, that it does have. And that includes the eradication of bacterial infections, including the resistant strains. Also drugs for several forms of cancer. I'm sorry, there is no oncological chemotoxicity therapy deficiency form of cancer. It doesn't exist. And so losing these drugs is going to force people to, man, there's another option. What option do I have? But of course, in this kind of thing, when we're all out of money, they're going to say, well, no, we need to invest more money. How long will it be before the Obama administration comes back? Well, here's the answer to the economy. We'll invest more money in chemotherapeutic drugs that are not therapeutic, they're toxic. And we're going to invest that money to find new ones. We're going to find new powerful antibiotics that we don't need. And that's going to help us. That's going to salvage us. So here we go. There are already proposed solutions to include a national stockpile of cancer medicines. Oh, yeah, that's in the Constitution. Which amendment said, and thou shalt stockpile cancer drugs? This is insane what's going on here. But, oh, it'll be a non-profit company, so that's okay. Oh, yeah, not-for-profit. We'll go along with that. Well, then how we recover the economy if there's no profit? Where does it go? It just gets eaten up? They'll probably pour the chemotherapeutic drugs right on the money and dissolve it into thin air, where it came from. And will there be deflation at that point? I don't know. But Dr. Michael Link, he's president of the American Society for Clinical Oncology. These are toxic chemotherapy docs. He says the shortages are just killing us. No, Dr. Link, it isn't the shortages that are killing us. It's the drugs that are killing us. It's the FDA approval of those drugs that are killing us. And you, as many times as you want to say, Dr. Link, that these drugs are saving lives and it's unconscionable that medicines that cost a couple of bucks a vial are unavailable. No, what's unconscionable is that you're making unavailable by monopoly the availability of all the natural substances that God created on this earth for the remediation of cancer and other diseases, including infection. That's what's unconscionable, not that we don't have the access to the toxic drugs that you have been trained to use. So this year, they're saying 180 drugs crucial for treating childhood leukemia, breast and colon cancer infections, and other diseases declared in short supply. Remember, the law of necessity, and then beyond that, the law of scarcity. First they tell you it's necessary, and then they tell you it's scarce. Then you're going to clamor for, how do we get it? We're all going to die. And then you're going to acquiesce and say, okay, Fed, print up some more money. Let's borrow some more money from China because we've got to have these drugs. No, the free market doesn't support them because any rational thinking human being that is allowed to have access to information would see through the idea of putting poison in the body in order to cure it from a disease of being poisoned. And that's what cancer is all about. And, of course, they're complaining about prices rising. Never look at the Fed for printing up so much money. Never look at the fact that drugs operate in a monopoly where they don't have to compete in a free market where they can charge whatever the hell they want. And tough nubs, if you can't afford it, you better beg to see if a government agency is going to cover it for you. Charity, that's snuffed out of being here in this country at this point. Now, I don't mean to be negative about these things. I just want to be, you know, let's say straightforward in recognition that what you're seeing in the New York Times are, they're pure nonsense. And dangerous nonsense would be an understatement. And then they go to someone like Diane Nomikos. Nomikos, she's 65. She went to the MD Cancer, Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. Well, they love their drugs there, to receive Doxil. She says a vital medicine for her ovarian cancer. She was told to go home and wait. So here's the tearjerker story. She says now her life is in jeopardy. Well, her life was in jeopardy the moment she put her life in the hands of chemotherapeutic doctors that are willing to radiate and intoxicate people with cancer. I think this is an abuse of the privilege that they have being granted monopoly status to prey on the fear of these people that have horrible diseases. They don't even know why they have them, because at MD Anderson, they don't even know why you have them. This is what we're dealing with, a bunch of numbnut idiots in the media, in the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and in the government complex, all working together to poison the people of planet Earth. Now, I know they don't think they are. Most of them don't. Maybe some of them do. They don't think they're doing that. But the reality is this is what is happening. And until we get the proper information, which, by the way, is why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show every week here on GCN, we don't have the tools simply to navigate this terrain where pseudo-experts with white lab coats or high-level government bureaucrats can come in and dupe us to make us believe such tripe and such dangerous garbage that there are drug shortages in America that can only be resolved by increasing the power of the federal government and stealing more of your money and the money from your grandkids in order to produce more needless toxic drugs for which there is no deficiency. And if there is no deficiency, how can there be a shortage? In fact, the very first drop of the chemotherapy is an abundance, a dangerous abundance, which we don't have a need for. But the Obama administration, as I have predicted, is considering creating a government stockpile of crucial cancer medicines. And this, according to the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, the CDC, they've already stockpiled antibiotics, antidotes, and other drugs needed in the event of terrorist attack or earthquake. Listen, I don't have a problem with if you believe it's the right method to go for these toxic things. That's freedom. But when the government sanctions it, monopolizes it, and limits your access to any other form of medicine, it's gone too far. And that is an understatement. Freedom is what we're arguing for here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Nothing less, nothing more. And it is not unreasonable. It is the basis for our, well, Declaration of Independence and Constitution. It's the reason for these United States of America, which may be lost to history if we continue down this road of believing the lies that, oh, we just got a shortage of drugs. We need more toxic medicine. No, we don't. We need more freedom. We need more freedom to heal. We need more awareness about the substances that can be utilized to heal, even if, or especially if, they're not approved by government. That's why you join me here every day, robertscottbell.com, 6 days a week, National News Radio, Monday through Friday, of course, through GCN Live right here, right now, robertscottbell.com. More.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
From drug shortages to an abundance of freedom. We jump here at the Nullify Now Conference in Kansas City to my friend Jason Rink, and he's joining us from the Foundation for a Free Society. You're way up at the top of this thing, aren't you, Jason?
That's right, man.
Yeah, the big cheese I'm hanging out with right here, Jason. Jason's had a show for many years out there. I don't know how long. It could be months, years. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm always doing great.
Out there in Austin,
things.
Texas. Good guy, and connected with him through the 10th Amendment Center in Nullify Now. I'm actually holding DVD speeches. Is that what I have here from Thomas Woods? And
yeah, we've got a few clips of some speeches from some different Nullify Now events that we did over the course of the last year. I mean, we've been doing it since September of 2010, so it's almost a year anniversary of the Nullify Now tour.
I think this is my fourth one, and they keep getting better. And I'm encouraging they're going to be around the country and other areas. I know the Jacksonville date is up in October as well, and I guess what, you know, I've interviewed you before, but I want to, for all my new listeners here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Jason, tell us more about the Foundation for a Free Society, because I want everybody to know about it.
Yeah, well, we are a nonprofit 501c3 organization dedicated to educating the next generation in the philosophy of liberty. It is probably the easiest way to understand what we do. A main focus that we have is on media production. We want to produce engaging pop culture relevant media for the 30 and under crowd who you know, aren't going to spend the time to sit maybe and read a book to find out about this stuff.
Well, that's why I was joking with you. I said we need to do quick cuts and fast camera moves and animations.
That's right. So we have been putting together some animated pieces on John Locke and Frederick Bastiat and different things like that. And then we've been sponsoring the Nullify Now conference because we're very behind the 10th Amendment Center nullification. Really believe that decentralizing power from the federal government, putting it back in the hands of the people at the state level, is the only true path to representation, and it's the only true path to individual liberty.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. And we talk about the kids. I've got two kids. You've got a child as well. And you know, if I think about what we're leaving them. I mean, are we the ones that just kind of set by, oh, I'm sorry, we lost.
Oh, yeah,
we lost. We can't do anything. Or are we going to make a stand here?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, the Founding Fathers said it was for themselves and their posterity.
Mm-hmm.
And we've really got to look at what we've been handed as a stewardship, as a trust. And we can't just sit back and say that we don't have a role to play. And you know what? We can look back and we say over the last 100 years, tyranny has moved forward, liberty has decreased, and we're finding ourselves in a pretty tough situation right now. But that is no reason for us to give up, because what we're going to be held accountable for is what did we do to try to preserve liberty for the future generation. We may not be able to. We may not be able to win. I'm optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that with media the way it is now, with the dissemination of radio programs like yours and so many hundreds of others across the country, and the dissemination of media through the internet and really breaking down the media gatekeepers that really had a stranglehold on the types of information average people were, you know, able to consume. It's a game changer. And so I think we're seeing a political and media revolution going on right now that we are just at this perfect storm where we can change the minds of people.
Yeah, and I'm seeing it here at Nullify Now in Kansas City. And, you know, I went up and I do my thing about health issues. I don't think they expect that. They're coming like, we're going to have some political people talking about politics. I'm like, oh, I'm going to throw them a little curveball here. And then they get it, I think. They really do. They start nodding and go, you're right. I didn't know. But I didn't know. I didn't think about it. I had freedom to heal. I just assumed we always had doctors and the government sanctioned them. And you know, it's like there's so much. There's a whole other world out there once you open up to liberty.
Well, in a lot of ways in the health realm, that's a great example of how people really don't have free choice because the information has been kept from them for so long because of how the entire health industry has been dominated by, you know, the pharmaceutical and just sort of the invasive health practices and all of those things. It's all people know.
Yeah.
People don't realize what other alternatives are out there. And so in a lot of ways, I think, you know, we are, by providing information in these different ways, that's the true path to liberty, because it's only when people escape from their ignorance, because, again, it's information that's been kept from them purposefully by those who want to sort of maintain power and maintain control over individual lives.
Well, when the New York Times says there's a drug deficiency, there's drug shortages, everybody panic, the real message is what we're getting here from Jason Rink and the Foundation for a Free Society. There's an information shortage, and now the information is really, it's there, it's available, but you know, from the standpoint of if you only got your information from what we call the old media, you wouldn't know any of this existed.
No.
Except it's an anomaly, like they will try to minimize coverage of Ron Paul, for instance. Well, he's a crazy old guy, but don't pay attention to him. Come back to us, right?
Right.
And we're seeing this this propaganda campaign ramping up because they're really scared, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing is information is power. And Ron Paul, you know, frequently talks about how, you know, he believes this is a battle of ideas. And what we want to see is we want to see a free market of ideas. We want to see ideas flow and all of the debates that need to happen in this nation and all of these discussions that need to happen, they need to happen out in the open. The old town hall needs to come back where individuals and communities can come together and we can have civil discussions about, you know, even the unapproved topics.
Oh, my gosh, yes, and, like the unapproved natural medicines.
Exactly, and all of these things. And so it's like, we're seeing a hunger for that information, and we're seeing people, you know, coming out to here in the middle of Kansas City. We got, you know, 200 and some people out here spending all day. They're just sucking up the information because they're so hungry for it. And as that spreads, we're going to just see the lights turn on for more and more people. And, you know, a recent study came out. I forget what, you know, college or whatever did at university, but they said, you know, once 10% of the people in a culture passionately embrace an idea, it ultimately wins.
Mm-hmm.
They just look through history. And so I think we're seeing something happen where you've got, it's the Samuel Adams brush fire analogy where he says, look, it doesn't take a majority to prevail, but it's an irate, tireless minority who hold the truth and are destined and determined to set brush fires in the minds of men.
Right. Well, it's like the tipping point.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in Washington, D.C., we have the tipsy point because they're all on drugs and not the ones that are actually made by God, but the ones that are made by, you know, the synthetic big pharma. And, you know, so that's the craziness up there that they, you know, they're still fighting against it. We're looking at the congressional races, certainly, but the big thing now on the Republican side of things, looking at these establishment candidates and these semi-establishment candidates, how they'll argue for freedom but in one little area. Now, when you talk about the foundation for a free society, is it like, well, we have a little foundation there, but these are isolationist points of freedom, or do we see the whole thing coming together? Because many of these candidates might be, hey, they sound pretty good about freedom over there, but boy, they lose it when they look a little over here to the other. So seemingly nobody wants to embrace at all, but few of us.
Yeah, and I think that's important. Is you know, with Ron Paul, what's interesting is, you know, Ron Paul.
Ooh, stand by. Actually, we got to go to a break. Jason, stay with me. We're going to be back with Jason Rink. I couldn't believe the commercial came up with me so fast. But the Robert Scott Bell Show continues here from Nullify Now. Coming right back with Jason Rink after this.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful people? Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich man too. Don't come knocking when you're good.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Losing track of time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show at the Nullify Now Conference. Tom Woods on a bit, and of course, if we talk right now, continue on with Jason Rigg. I was just so fascinated with what you were saying, I just lost track of time.
Oh, yeah,
you,
right.
You had that effect on me. What's
I know.
On?
We just like to touch each other. We're
we just do.
Now,
we
so.
Just kind of hang out and chat. We're like, oh, man, a commercial? What's that?
Yeah. Well, you know, what I was saying is that, you know, Ron Paul has a philosophy of liberty. He has a set of principles that drive what he does. And that's what sets him apart from a lot of politicians, because a lot of politicians, what they do, they don't have a fundamental philosophy.
Core belief.
Exactly. And that's why he's such an anomaly. And so what we want to do, what we believe the foundation for a free society is literally, is individuals who understand their natural rights and are empowered to defend them.
Yeah.
And we want to put that foundation and that fundamental philosophy of liberty at the core at the core of people, so then they can begin to sort of discern and see the world through that lens of the philosophy of liberty.
Right.
And then it's easy. You don't have to teach people who to vote for or what issue, how to vote on issues, once you establish that core set of beliefs and principles.
Right.
And we're not talking about, these aren't principles we just came up with.
On the last break, we were just we came up with a new set of principles.
Yeah, right, exactly. No, these things are self-evident.
Yeah.
And that's why they resonate at the soul of man. And so we want to make sure that people have that ability to discern the issues of the day, see things through the lens of liberty, and say, well, this is how we should live our life. This is what government should be. This is, you know, and that sort of thing. And I think in the long run, it's kind of like turning people into fishers of men.
Yes.
Because you equip people, they become passionate about liberty. And then we want to see people make disciples of liberty out there.
Yeah.
And that's how we're going to set brush fires in the minds of men. We're actually producing a feature film documentary on nullification right now. Actually, you're going to be
in that. I'm in that?
You're in that.
Oh,
yes.
The face for radio has got to be on a video?
Yeah,
that's
right. I don't know. I mean, you got your face on the website, so your listeners know what you look like. But you do look pretty good on camera. Didn't add 10 pounds to your anything.
I wish you would.
Yeah, well, you know. And so we are working on that documentary right now. You can actually check out a trailer for that documentary and get to know a little bit more about the Foundation for a Free Society, the 10th Amendment Center.
Is that a nullification movie?
It's nullificationmovie.com. And there's, you know, you can go to the 10th Amendment Center's website. You'll see it posted there. But yeah, you know, check it out. Check out what we're doing. And we've got a lot of great information we put out there. And, you know, we'd really love for people to support what we're doing.
Mm. And how can they? Can they volunteer with the organization, or do they just donate money as a nonprofit? How is the best way to help out?
Right now we're trying to finish this film. And the best way that somebody can support us now and actually get something for it is they can give a tax-deductible donation of $30 or more, and we'll give them a free copy of the finished nullification movie when it's done. So I don't know about a better deal than that.
That's great. Yeah. No, and if I'm in it, you definitely want it.
Yeah, exactly. So this has been a great time. The tour has been great. Kansas City has been great. And I really appreciate you bringing me on the show so we can rap a little bit.
Oh, Jason, you know, you're welcome anytime. I love what you're doing. I was just thinking, you know, all the stuff you're doing is like you're giving this away. I mean, there's such a motivation and a passion to do it. It's like everybody's like, well, how much profit can you make? It's like, dude, we want a place for our kids to be able to have the maximum amount of freedom so they can live their dreams.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the thing. We've all got to figure out how to sacrifice our fortunes and our time. And we've all got gifts and abilities that we need to contribute to spreading the message of liberty. So, you know, whatever it is that we can do, each one of us do our part. Mm. You know, the sum of the parts is the greatest. You know, the whole is greater than the parts.
That's awesome. Well, Jason Rank, thank you for being here. Thanks for contributing all that you do. I've got all the links again up at robertscottbell.com for the show today. You check it out. And if you ever get a chance to go to the Nullify Now conference or anything the Foundation for a Free Society is helping to put on, you're definitely going to be the better for it. So we've got lots more healing to do here, a little bit of time to do it on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So thank you for being here. RobertScottBell.com. Checking out. Thanks again, Jason.
Thank you, Robert.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation,
and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Noisy and crowded here out at the Nullify Now Conference in Kansas City, and that's what we like here. A lot of happening, happy people that are looking to restore liberty to the best of their ability. And one of my friends here is joining me now, John Bush, who I've met through the Nullify Now Conferences. He is a lover of liberty, and that is an understatement. John, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I was interviewed by you on a show that you were doing out of Austin, Texas a while back, too.
Uh-huh, yeah, and appreciate everything that you're doing. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, well, it's good to see you. You always push the envelope for liberty, and I you know, people can learn a lot from you in that regard. You've recently taken to doing it a little different way because, you know, a lot of people are, let's say, oh, political activism. Should I vote? Should I not vote? Should I picket? Should I not? And a lot of times I see part of what I talked about is the effort we put out. Is our energy being utilized against us? Do they take our energy when we vote and do they, you know, basically corrupt it and throw it back on us and enslave us with it? So there are other creative ways to promote liberty. You've got a few ideas now you're working on as well.
Yeah, I've been doing the political thing for probably about 5 or 6 years now in various different aspects. And after the Ron Paul campaign in 08 really accelerated my activism, we started Texans for Accountable Government, did a lot of lobbying. We pushed back on a whole assortment of police state and intrusive measures from DWI checkpoints to police officer-administered blood withdrawals to the Family Protective Services getting access to your children without a court order. So I see value in political activism. However, I believe if we're only focusing on political activism, then, as you said, in a large part, we are trapped in a reactionary paradigm where they're basically dictating our actions. We're constantly reacting to Obamacare. We're reacting to the TSA. So there's a whole other train of thought in liberty activism that many people are beginning to explore now, and that's what's called going post-political. There's a great website, postpolitical.us, postpolitical.us.
It's like post-apocalyptic.
Post-apocalyptic, yeah.
Post-political, I love it.
Yeah, hopefully a little cheerier than post-apocalyptic. But the idea is basically if you want to be free, you need not ask permission to be free. You simply exercise your inherent freedoms. A good way to demonstrate it I like is, so there's a problem with the Federal Reserve Bank and our nation's monetary policy. So the question arises, how do we deal with that problem? Well, do we go to the halls of Congress and beg Congress to end the Federal Reserve themselves, to take away their ability to grow their programs without having to increase taxes, stay in office, so on and so forth? Do we audit the Fed, end the Fed, try to get them to end the Fed? Or can we do something perhaps a little more creative, something that might be a little more proactive and productive, get out into the community and start competing currencies, whether it's one based on hours or that, like the Ithaca dollar.
The Ithaca dollar.
Silver dimes that we're pushing, encouraging people to get silver dimes.
Right, I saw that earlier.
Small
that was
currency.
Cool.
We have cards going as well. And basically, we're trying to create an alternative institution. So say we even do end up ending the Fed, it's very likely that the money masters already have more centralized power waiting in the wings, whether it's the special drawing rights or an Amero or whatever.
Right, right.
So if we're not out there actively creating the alternative, whenever the system falls out, then most of the American public will just go back to the solution that the establishment is offering. And then again, we're still trapped into the same paradigm. So we're encouraging people to go out there to build community and to start solving problems on their own. Nullifying the need for government
exists. It's sort of like passive active nullification. I mean, you're not even going out here. I'm nullifying. Look at me. I'm nullifying. But you're just doing it. You're out there creating. I think one of the areas we could see more of this happening or need to happen is in the growing of our own food. I remember that story out of Michigan recently where the woman who dared to grow food in her front yard, right? Suddenly she was threatened with 90 days jail time, a fine, and this. And, you know, there was outrage from all over the world because we covered it on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Natural News was doing it. People were blogging about it, writing about it. But, I mean, here's the concept where it wasn't even necessarily, in this case, the federal government, right? Because we talk about the big issues like the Fed and FDA. Mm-hmm. But here you had local governments looking at people that live in their local communities and saying, no, you can't grow. We should be encouraging people to grow food. Mm-hmm. You don't need to ask permission for that, do you? And if you do, then who owns you? You know, these concepts come back up, even on a local level. So it happens on all levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely happens on all levels. Here in Kansas City, where this Nullify Now event is being hosted, they recently, the city council, passed an ordinance where you can't grow vegetables in your front yard that are higher than your waist, that are higher than a waist high. So, yeah, this idea is absolutely absurd, and I think there's a wonderful opportunity to kind of play an inside-outside game. There's always going to be political activists, liberty activists. You guys want to do the thing inside the system. I think there's immense value in it, but
sure.
I think if we supplement it with some outside-of-the-system activism, especially on
the issue. Stand by, John. We got to take a break. I want to do some more outside of the system with you. Can you stick around?
Oh, yeah.
John Bush hanging out with me here at Nullify Now, Kansas City. One more segment this hour. And we got Tom Woods coming up after that. It's going to be great. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. I've got the links up for everything you need to know for health, freedom, and liberty. Coming back after this.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA.
Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Are we going postal here? No, we're going post-political. My friend John Bush is with me again here as we're wrapping up this hour here at Nullify Now in Kansas City. And I love these concepts. They're, you know, so-called outside of the gardening box even. But we're talking about getting back into the garden and growing food. If we're going to have independence, we have got to start preparing and growing our own food, because the food supply, as it's being altered by the Monsantos of the world, that even Obama seems to be, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. And we realize that the Republican-Democratic Hegelian dialectic, so to speak, is a completely false dichotomy.
Yep.
And, you know, that's where we go post-political, like you're saying. At a certain point, you're like, I'm not going to give them my energy. So what do? We out-establish them, out-create them. It seems like you're in the midst of that.
Yeah, you know, down in Central Texas, I've developed quite the following. We got a strong activist contingency as the executive. I still am the executive director of Texans for Accountable Government. Probably going to be passing the baton there soon. But there's so many people for the past few years that have been saying, when are you going to run for office, John? Run for office, John. Run for office. And I was all about it, and I really wanted to run for city council in Austin. I was even considering running for state representative coming up in 2012. But then I sat back and I thought, you know, is that really going to be the best use of my activism? What else could I do in that time? So I came up with the concept of, rather than running a political campaign where, you know, you get people to hand out flyers, you do rallies, stump speeches, fundraisers, money bombs, so on and so forth, you participate in debates, what if I ran a post-political campaign? So I got the idea to run a post-political campaign, the first one starting, call it the 100 Sovereign Gardens or Liberty Gardens. And the idea is you do this parallel alongside the actual political race, and you say, those guys are going to go do their debates, they're going to run, they're going to promise you everything. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to build 100 raised bed gardens in the backyards of the economically disadvantaged. We're going to go out, and instead of handing out a flyer, a handbill that says, vote for John Bush, look how great he is, these are his thoughts, this is what he's done, it says, are you aware that most of the food you buy at the grocery store is genetically modified? What do you think about the idea of food inflation? Are your grocery bills high? Then it says you should try gardening in your own backyard. Have a little seed pouch attached to it. There are little seeds in there.
Yes.
And then you get the activists, instead of them passing out stuff about a man, you get them to pass out stuff about this idea. Then you encourage people and you invite people to show up in the backyards of someone that lives in their neighborhood.
Yeah.
And you build these raised bed gardens. So you're educating people on a particular issue, and at the end of the day, you don't go away with, you know, 15 to 20% of the votes, which a lot
right.
of Liberty candidates tend to get. I'm not saying there's no value in the messaging in
sure,
that particular
sure.
instance. But at the end of the day, you'll come out with 100 gardens, and you'll have demonstrated to the people, I believe, most importantly, you'll demonstrate to the people that you don't need government in order to solve your common problems. The best way to go about doing it without any violence is to for the people to peaceably come together and to do it themselves.
Yeah, you know, it's funny when you say, don't need government, then they say, oh, John Bush, you're an anarchist. But I have argued that the government itself is an anarchy because they don't follow any rules. They just make it up as they go, and they go, oh, well, we'll pass this law, find out what's in it, right? That, to me, is more anarchical than not having somebody parade over you as a policeman to say, oh, you can or can't have a vegetable that's as high as your thigh,
sure.
Or things along those lines where you can't sell raw milk.
Yeah.
You know, and here we are in Kansas City. Evidently, there's a lot of, you know, heartfelt Bible believers, if you will. And I talked to them about it. I said, look, how did we ever survive the history of the Bible? Were they drinking pasteurized FDA-approved milk?
Mm-hmm.
How are we even here?
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly we need the FDA to tell us we can't drink milk as it's been written about for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's another good issue. Going back to the gardens, these are things that people ought to be, if they pass a law or an ordinance saying you can't garden in your front yard, by all means, that's when you start gardening in your front yard.
Yes.
They have all these BS nonsense about the raw milk. These are issues where if people stand up and simply just choose to be free, even if there are consequences, when the government reacts and puts someone in jail or threatens 93 days because you're growing a garden in your front yard, they're going to end up losing. The whole nation's going to be in uproar. Right now, today, actually, there was a nationwide organization. It was called Lemonade Freedom Day.
Oh, yeah.
Recently, there's been some young girls that have been getting busted by the police chief in one city doing a lemonade stand. So instead of saying, oh, you know,
right,
let's go to the city council. Yeah, it's a rite of passage, an entrepreneurship rite of passage. So they did it all across the country today. They set up lemonade stands, and three people got arrested in Washington, D.C. But this is an issue that's going to cause the state to lose face because it's obviously absurd on the surface that they would do such a thing. It ends up being good for the cause of liberty because, again, it shows people that are willing to stand up for their rights without having to ask permission, without having to pass a law, simply nullifying the nonsense.
So what we're talking about here, in a sense, is that the government is protecting us from school kids who are wanting to set up lemonade stand. I'm thinking about the picture of this.
It's like a bad movie.
It really, you couldn't make that stuff up. Yeah. If you went back in time and talked to Thomas Jefferson and say, yes, one day, you know, you warn us about tyranny, and, you know, they're not going to let us drink raw milk in the field. You'd be like, you know, of all the things I thought they were going to do, they're not going to let you drink raw milk? What other milk is there? Lemonade? You can't squeeze a lemon and sell it on the, you know. So there are so many absurdities. I think getting creative, doing cartoons, doing videos, doing, you know, things on YouTube, all of these things, taking it out of the realm of the controlled media, is really making it down. I mean, look at the cross-section of people here at Nullify Now.
Yeah.
It was pretty widespread across all of this political, economic, racial divides, all of that.
Yep.
Here, starting to hear this message, which was really refreshing to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a powerful message, and the Nullify Now conferences continue to be a success, and I'm definitely proud to be a part of them. It's always good to see you out here at these events, throwing in the importance of, not only political sovereignty, but health sovereignty. You know, you can only be so free whenever you're a slave to your own body and your own health problems. So, yeah, the message is picking up, and I think why it's so appealing is because it does have that whole aspect of withdrawal of consent, even if it's a state doing it from the central government, which is the most tyrannical. I would like to encourage people to take it down to the individual nullification, and I think if we all live in a manner as consistent as possible with our inherent free nature, then it will create a free society from the bottom up without even having to bother with Congress or the president.
That's a beautiful thing. We are both in alignment and agreement on this, that stop asking for permission where none is required, and it mostly is never required.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way that we live here. And, of course, health freedom is a foundational freedom, and we talk about the Constitution. It's not just the Constitution of the United States. It's your own personal Constitution, that of which you're born with. And, of course, to allow the government to try and control and operate that one, you're asking for a disaster. Listen, we got to wrap up here. John, it's great to have you back on board.
Great.
We've got more healing to do at Nullify Now. In the meantime, you know, how do I wrap up this show every week? But just to remind everybody, simply this, that the power to heal is yours. Back after the break with Tom Woods.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.